everybody, Susan Finch here with All Volunteer, All Heart from Binky Patrol, and today is a PSA episode, especially for nonprofits, but for small businesses too, for individuals. I check my spam email periodically, and we have forms on the website. People can contact us, as you should. Don't hide, you know, you got to put your contact information there. I'm always marveling at companies and nonprofits and things that don't list how to reach you. Where's a phone number? What's the mailing address? How do you know, where's headquarters type of thing? And some of you, I understand headquarters is in your house. And so that's a risky thing to do. But for us, we have a PO box. You know, I at least have to put those types of things there. And that's for credibility in many areas, for people making donations, for legal documents, for everything. But today I want to talk about photo copyrights. So first thing I'm going to tell you all, please, do not search for photos and put them on your website. I teach this to my clients for my pay job for Susan Finch Solutions. I teach it to a lot of people. I teach it in courses and onboarding guides, everything. Do not search for images and use them. If you are a nonprofit, your images might not be as fancy. Maybe you can get a volunteer who is a professional photographer that would be willing to come to events, that would be willing to do headshots of your officers at a luncheon someday, that would be able to help you with conceptual photos. Do that, or go to sites like Adobe Stock, which you can get your discount for Adobe through TechSoup.org, and sign up for the packages of photos per month. And even if you use up your 10 photos, images, illustrations, whatever it is, that's the nice thing. It's all part of your account. You can get more at $2.99 each, $2.99. You have your licensing there. You have all your images. You download it. You have the Adobe number when you download it. And if you're going to resize it and use it in different things, do a save as and then change it. But at least you know what the image originally was. So if you had to go look it up in the account, if somebody said, hey, you don't have the rights to that, you say, yes, I do. It's in my Adobe account and I'm using it. There are other sites like pexels.com, free, so many beautiful free images, interesting images. And out of a kindness, they request that you put photo credit on the page in the image alt tags, somewhere in there saying, you know, photo courtesy of. That's a nice thing to do for a free image if it fits what you need. Or take your own images. I know for Binky Patrol, our chapters take a lot of their own images. But yet after a scam email I received today, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. It was a good one too, enough that I called an IP attorney. The thing you need to know is when your chapters or volunteers send you photos, ask them the question before you post it. Do you have the rights to use this photo, and where did you get it? This is how you cover yourself for your organization. Make sure you do that. And in the website episode we had months and months ago when we were building our site, turn off the ability for people to use avatars. I mean, turn off comments altogether. All you're going to get is spam 90% of the time. It's not worth it. Turn it off. Turn off avatars. Do not let people put an image you do not control in there, because you, your organization, is liable for it. And people, these little scammy firms can come after you. So let me tell you about the email I received. So this morning I was greeted. I check my spam and I see a lot of scammy things in there, and I'm pretty good at recognizing them. But one came through our contact form, not through the mail, nothing official, through a contact form on our website, saying that we were infringing on an image owned by a law firm, very famous law firm, huge law firm, 1,000+ attorneys. Really? That is so odd. And the way it was worded seemed flippant, unprofessional, definitely not very legal-like. It had a link in there that had a sketchy URL. It was this lawfirm.com, not a slash anything, just all these numbers after the .com. And I know now it was tied to my specific email. My email, if I clicked on it, would access it and display this. I'm not clicking on it. I don't click on those links. Do not click on those links. Just don't. Because if it's official, they're going to mail you something on the letterhead, because we all have spam filters, and you can't count on that as the only method to reach somebody. On the Binky Patrol website, there is every way to reach us. They could send it on official letterhead with real contacts. So let me tell you some of the tips that I learned, because I'm fortunate in my paid job One of my clients is the San Diego Intellectual Property Legal Association, Law Association. It is a whole bunch of IP attorneys. And some of them I'm very fond of and have gotten to know and are my friends and clients. So I called one up. I said, hey, Joe Dale, I don't know what to do about this. So read me the email. And then I forwarded it to her too. And she tried to click on that link and it did not resolve. She says, that is not a legitimate link. And either her firm's security is blocking it, or it's just not legitimate. It's only tied to my email address, which who knows what that would trigger. She says, do not click on it. I said, I will not. She says, these are the reasons why this is not real. Because the law firm that it cited owns the image and the link in there to the law firm is legitimate, that URL. Yes, 100%. The one that goes with this guy's email address. The .com is perfect. But he cites the company name incorrectly. He put an ink on it. It is not an ink law firm. She knows because she used to work for them. She said, that is not the name of the company. And they would never send this out. And it was so flippant. It's like, download it and see it for yourself. Who says that if it's a legal, you know, email that goes out to you citing that you have infringed on a copyright? They also cited statutory damages as high as a set amount, incorrect as well. And that never would have been said. They would have also included an image in there. They would have just sent an email to me through basic email saying, hey, this is what's going on. Here's the image. This is what we're talking about. They would not play this game to make you download it to click. So all of that was a red light to her. So we went on their site and we looked up this person that sent it. The person is not listed anywhere on their site. We look on LinkedIn. Person has the same, a lot of people with the same name, none of them in the legal profession. Not a real person. This was not legit. And it's meant to scare us, and it's meant for us to click, and it's meant for us to take the bait and to, you know, it's basically extortion. And I don't want you guys to fall for this. You might not have the benefit like I do, where I can pick up a phone and call a law firm or call many attorneys and say, I need your help. Is this real? But maybe that's somebody you could get on your board. And you don't need to always have legal help, but just to run this kind of stuff by before you click, before you respond, before you take the bait. Please, guys, be careful. They have gotten so much more sophisticated, the way they word things. These scams look so legitimate. And I'm a marketing professional that specializes in helping people prevent these types of things. And it still gave me a little bit of a skipped heartbeat. It's like, crud. Really? Where did that come from? Because I know I only use images from either me, Adobe, professional photographers that have given me permission, or from our volunteers, from their events with kiddos that the parents send permission forms that yes, you can use their photo. So that they claim that it was actually owned by this law firm, the image. What image would I use on binkypatrol.org that has to do with a legal firm? There is nothing. It's all about blankets and yarn and little kids and cute things and quilts and all of that stuff. And we have permission to use our images. And our chapters are going to go through all of their pages too to make sure, and I'll give a run through. But I've seen their images. They take the images at the events. They aren't the best images. They're lovely and they create a lot of wonderful stories, but they're not taking anybody's professional images and putting them on their site or on their page. So that's my caution. Beware of these scams. Beware of how people are reaching out to you. If it is a legitimate issue, they will send something in writing. They will call you. They will email you directly, and it will have a little more credibility than making up a name that isn't legitimate. It was even all in lowercase too with the ink. It had the name of the law firm in ink. They never use it like that. It is always with initial caps for their firm name, and it's two different words. So again, red lights and sirens are going off. It's like something's not right here. And I had that confirmed by my friend, the attorney and author. She's just such a delightful person. Thanks, Joe Dale. Hats off to you. And I don't even know what to tell you guys. Be careful. Get somebody in your nonprofit. If you can't, you know, if you're a paid attorney that has helped you with documentation and your nonprofit status and filings and stuff isn't in the budget, maybe you can put a call out there for somebody. Maybe they know somebody that'd be willing to be on call for just these little questions, just running it by them. It would be less than an hour a month. Could they volunteer for you an hour a month to be kind of on call so you can just run it by them, ask their opinion, and then move on and relax? That's my recommendation. I am so blessed to have the people looking out for me that I do, between the Mr. Ballin Foundation, these attorneys, all of my ops people that are on call when I need it for Binky Patrol to rethink things, to review things, our board with their opinions, our chapter leaders. I'm very grateful, very blessed that we are able to keep going and doing good and helping comfort those kids. So I hope this gave you some good information. If you have any questions, I can't give you my attorneys because they're my friends. Find some though. Find somebody by you that you would be able to counsel with, that you can forward this stuff to. It's really helpful. And chances are it won't amount to even an hour a month. This is a once in a while thing that comes up for me. So rare, maybe 3 times a year. Maybe you can get somebody like that, that in addition to whatever else they do, hey, would you mind if I ran this by you? Just ask them. Ask around, ask your volunteer base. I don't know about you, but I don't always know what our volunteers do for their paid jobs. I just know they're volunteers. I'm shocked sometimes when I find out from these chapters, oh yeah, that person made a donation for their firm. It's like, what's their firm? They'll tell me, are you kidding me? You don't know. So get to know your volunteers more. And not just so you can find, oh, how can I use that volunteer for something? Maybe you can have somebody that you can connect with them. Maybe you have two people that can become clients of each other or something. You don't know. But your volunteers are helping you, and sometimes they would love to help you more, especially if it's doing what they already do for a living. It's nothing for them. It's easy. Find us on your favorite podcast apps. Go to binkypatrol.show or binkypatrol.org to see more and learn more about what we have coming up. Thank you so much.